马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12。
马太福音十二章第一节到十四节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 to 14。
十二章一节，那时耶稣在安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。二节。
Verse 2。
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说：“看哪、啊，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事。”三节。
Verse 3。
耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？”四节。
Verse 4。
他怎么进了神的殿？吃的橙色饼，这饼不是他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。五节。
Verse 5。
在这律法上所记的，当安息日祭司在殿里犯了安息日，还是没有罪，你们没有念过吗？六节。
Verse 6。
但我告诉你们，在这里有一个人比殿更大。七节。
Seven。
我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的。八节。
Verse 8。
因为人子是安息日的主。第九节。
Nine。
耶稣离开那地方，进了一个会堂。十节。
Ten。
那里有一个人枯干了一只手，有人问耶稣说：“安息日治病可以不可以？”意思是要控告他。十一节。
Eleven。
耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？”十二节。人比羊何等贵重呢？所以在安息日做善事是可以的。十三节。
Thirteen。
于是对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原，和那只手一样。十四节。
Fourteen。
法利赛人出去商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。啊，这一段经文记载了主耶稣跟法利赛人两个有关安息日不同的看法以及争论。
This passage records an argument between Jesus and the Pharisees about the Sabbath.
先是耶稣跟他的门徒经过的麦田，在安息日的时候。
So first, Jesus and his disciples went through the grain fields on the Sabbath.
门徒啊，因为肚子饿了，没东西吃，就掐起麦穗来吃。
And because the disciples were hungry and had nothing to eat, they began to pluck the husks of the grain, the heads of the grain to eat.
就是这样无关痛痒的小事，让这些法利赛人大做起文章来啊。
And because of this small matter, the Pharisees began to protest.
批评耶稣的门徒啊，违反了安息日不可工作、不可收割的规定。
Because the disciples were going against the law of the Sabbath, where they were not allowed to reap or to sow.
主耶稣啊，就用旧约大卫的故事来做回应。
But Jesus answered with a story of the Old Testament of David.
指出大卫跟随他的这个随从在饥饿的时候，还是可以吃圣殿里本来不能够吃的橙色饼。
And he explained how when David, when he was hungry, he and his followers still went to the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not for them to eat.
所以在安息日啊，是可以让人解决饥饿等等这个基本生存的问题的。
And so on the Sabbath, it is lawful for us to fulfill our daily needs.
基本上啊，再怎么严谨的这个犹太人，也不会禁止人在安息日吃饭的。
And even the Pharisees could not keep the people from eating on Sabbath.
安息日可以不工作，可以不收割，但是绝对不会不吃饭。
On Sabbath, they could say that they cannot work or they cannot reap or sow, but the Pharisees cannot say that you cannot eat.
安息日啊，是不会威胁到人的生存。
Because Sabbath should not cause danger to someone's life.
这个法利赛人呢，辩不过耶稣啊。
And the disciples weren't able to win against the debate of Jesus.
于是啊，心中啊，愤愤不平。
And so they were very angry in their hearts.
仍然是伺机，要来反击，找机会啊，要来反击。
And so they went and plotted against him to see if they could destroy him.
他们呢，终于等到机会了。
And then they found the opportunity.
耶稣有一次在安息日进到会堂，看见有一个枯干了一只手的人。
So once Jesus went to the synagogue and found that there was a man with a withered hand.
圣经没有明说 那这个枯干了一只手的人，是不是法利赛人故意放故意安排在安息日要来陷害耶稣的？
Bible doesn't say whether or not the Pharisees purposely brought this man with the withered hand on the Sabbath so that they could go against Jesus.
那只有说到说他们看到耶稣遇上了这个枯干了一只手的人的时候就逮住了这个机会了。
It only says that the Pharisees took hold of the opportunity when they saw the man with the withered hand.
来窥探耶稣在安息日会不会医治他。
And they asked Jesus whether it is lawful to heal on the Sabbath.
就要借此来控告耶稣违反安息日不可工作的诫命。
And in this way, they could accuse Jesus of working on the Sabbath.
主耶稣对法利赛人他们这样拿人来当作试探人的余额这种行为非常的不耻。
And Jesus was not happy with the fact that the Pharisees were using man to tempt man.
如果我们看到同样在马可福音那边的记载
If we look at the same recording in Mark.
马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter 3.
马可福音三章第三节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 3.
三节耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说起来。站在当中第四节又问众人说在安息日行善行恶救命害命哪样是可以的呢他们都不作声第五节耶稣怒目周围看他们忧愁他们的心里刚硬主耶稣很少发脾气的
Jesus did not get angry often
这里是其中记载说他忧愁他发怒
And here is one of the few occurrences of Jesus who was angry and grieved.
可见主耶稣对于法利赛人这种为了维护安息日的神圣，但是却包藏祸心要来拿人来陷害人做试探人的这个余额，非常不耐烦。
Jesus was not happy with the hardness of the hearts of the Pharisees and their willingness to use man to tempt others.
于是主耶稣这一次反客为主了，将这个枯干的一只手的人领到他们当中。
And so this time Jesus told the man to step forward.
质问这些人说，在安息日行善行恶、救命害命，哪一样是可以的
？And asked, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?"
这个法利赛人当然他们不回答。
But the Pharisees kept silent.
大概也是没有办法回答了。
And if it's possible that they didn't know how to answer.
如果说当然安息日是可以行善可以救人那耶稣做的就没有错了吧。
Of course, if it were lawful to do good on Sabbath, then what Jesus did was okay.
那如果说安息日是不可以救人的耶稣你这样做错了那又对不起这个律法的精神
But if it were not lawful to do good on Sabbath, then what Jesus did would be wrong. However, this would be against the heart of the law.
所以当然就没有办法回答了。
And so they did not answer.
主耶稣对他们这种心理的刚硬感到很愤怒。
And Jesus was very grieved by the hardness of their hearts.
所以主耶稣径自的就伸手医好那个手枯干的人了。
And so Jesus stretched out his hand and healed the withered hand.
我想我们都一样没有办法去想象当时的法利赛人是一群麻木不仁、不理人死活的这种没血没泪之辈啊。
I think we cannot understand the cold-heartedness of these Pharisees who did not care whether others were saved or not.
怎么会这样子
？How is this so？
他们或许是执着于某些律法的规定。
Perhaps they put too much emphasis on some laws.
期望在这个细节上尽量能够遵守律法一切的要求。
And they hope that everyone could keep all the details of all the laws.
但是未必真的要把律法的要求推到那种完全不近人情的地步。
But do we need to fulfill the law to the point that we don't care about people?
他们不应该对人实际上的需要完全无动于衷。
They should not have completely neglected and ignored the needs of others.
宁可让人饿死，宁可让人病死，也不通融在安息日给予 任何的帮助。
They would rather others be hungry to death or be sick to death than allow them to go against the law of the Sabbath.
所以像以上刚刚我们所提的两桩，本来是芝麻绿豆般的小事。
And so the two examples that we mentioned before, they were supposed to be very small matters.
主耶稣这种合乎人情常理的看法，不应该啊，是这些法利赛人，或者是跟他们有所任何的抵触啊。
These actions of compassion of Jesus should not have had anything to do with the Pharisees.
那更不应该成为神学争论的焦点。
And more so, it should not have been a point of theological debate.
那法利赛人之所以在鸡蛋里头挑骨头，纯粹啊，是他们一开始就对主耶稣有所成见，有所偏见。
But the Pharisees were trying to find any fault they could with Jesus, which meant they must have had prejudice.
所以他们千方百计的想要来找耶稣犯错的证据。
And so they tried to use all their effort to find evidence of fault in Jesus.
也因为这样子，才会有如此荒谬、可笑、无理取闹的事情发生。
And only because of this could something as ridiculous as this argument occur.
换句话说啊，这些法利赛人老早就已经对耶稣存在着错误的结论。
In other words, the Pharisees had already made a wrong conclusion about Jesus.
今天一切所做的只不过是要借着这个结论来找一个支持的理由而已。
And so everything they did was to try to find a method to support this conclusion.
所以由于法利赛人老早就咬定，耶稣就是他们的敌人，就是他们的对手。
Because the Pharisees had already decided that Jesus was their enemy, that Jesus was their opponent.
把自己跟主耶稣定位在完全敌对、完全对立的位置上。
And they put Jesus and themselves on polar opposites, that they were completely against each other.
所以敌人进我就退，敌人退我就一定要进。
So if the enemy goes forward, I will retreat. If the enemy retreats, I will attack.
对方说 yes, 我一定要说 no. 对方说 no 的，我一定要说 yes.
If the other party says yes, I will say no. If they say no, I will say yes.
所以无论主耶稣说什么，
So no matter what Jesus said,
无论主耶稣做什么，
No matter what Jesus did,
这些法利赛人们，他们首先便认定那个是错的。
The Pharisees would say that what he did was wrong.
是他们不能够接受、无法认同的。
They would never accept or agree with what he did.
所以一定要至死反对到底。
And so they would rebel against him till the end.
就是这样的态度。
And it is this kind of attitude.
使这些法利赛人呢，陷入到非常被动的这个位置上。
That put the Pharisees in a very negative position.
所以主耶稣所说的、所做的，若是越符合人情，越符合真理的话。
So if what Jesus said was more compassionate and more according to the truth.
那这些法利赛人们，他们在这个对立的立场上，便会让人更觉得荒谬跟没有道理。
And what the Pharisees did would make others believe that their methods were unreasonable.
也就是说，这些法利赛人，他们是一群为了反对而反对的人。
Which is to say that the Pharisees opposed for the sake of opposing.
他们在主耶稣的面前也好，或者在圣经作者的记载笔下也好。
Whether it be under the law or in the presence of Jesus.
一点也都没有原则，也都没有性格。
They would always oppose Jesus.
甚至是完全没有信仰的坏角色。
And they would always have this negative attitude.
就好像在我们看电影、看戏的时候啊。
Just as when we watch movies.
很多这个反派的这个角色啊，是为了要衬托正派的主角而产生的、而存在的。
A lot of the antagonists only exist to go against the protagonists.
为了做坏事而做坏事，为了当坏人而当坏人。
They only do bad things for the sake of doing bad things, and they're bad people for the sake of being bad.
谈不上有什么理由的了。
They don't really have any reason.
嫉妒也好，愤怒也好。
or there be jealousy or anger.
哦，扭曲的他们的脸孔啊，啊，扭曲的他们啊，啊的这个这个内在的人格。
And they get they completely lose their human kindness.
啊啊，这就是当时反对耶啊这个主耶稣的这群法利赛人他们的景况，他们的描写。
And this was the situation of the Pharisees at the time.
啊，换句话说。哦，当时这些反对耶稣的法利赛人们
，In other words, these Pharisees who opposed Jesus，
哦，因着自己的傲慢跟偏见，错看了耶稣，也错读了神的律法。
Because of their own bias and anger, they were misinterpreting the law。
哦，无论耶稣怎么做、怎么说
，Whenever Jesus said or did，
在这些啊存在着傲慢跟偏见的法利赛人的解读下，都是要反对。都是要、哦、这个抵制到底的。
All the prejudiced Pharisees wanted to do was oppose Jesus to the end.、
哦、很多时候、哦、我们在传福音也好、哦、或者是在为真道、哦、来维护也好、啊、
A lot of times, whether it is in preaching or whether it is upholding the truth,、
哦、不得不、啊、与人有所争辩。
We often will have disagreements with others.、
哦、但很多时候我们的争辩
And a lot of times our disagreements、
哦、经常也会像当日的这个法利赛人一样
will be like the Pharisees、
哦、落在、啊哦、一种、啊、自己、哦、这个也不愿意、哦也不愿意、啊的一个极端当中
We are under this sense of unwillingness、
哦、记得、以前在神学院在、上这个卫道学的时候
I remember when I was in theological school、
哦、那在、分享当中、啊哦、有个、哦、这个长辈就提到了
In our sharing, an elder shared、
哦、说以后、啊、你们、啊哦、在传福音也好、哦、在跟人家分享、哦、这个真理教义也好、哦、不要习惯的喜欢跟人家争论
In the future, whether it is when you're preaching or whether you're sharing the gospel with others, do not make it a habit to debate with others.
哦，绝对不要相信说自己啊在跟人家争论当中所下的任何结论。
And do not believe any of the conclusions that you make in any debate with others.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为争辩的时候总是夹杂着两方的血气呀。
Because in debate or arguments, there's always the anger and the anger of people.
哦，因为人的怒气不能够成就神的义啊。
Because the wrath of man does not equal the righteousness of God.
哦、那争论呢、啊？哦，总是意味着哦，争辩的两方，其中有一方要胜过另外一方才可以啊。
And in debate, there's always one side that must overcome the other side.
哦、所以我们必须要把我们自己的观点要推到一个极致、哦、推到一个极点。
So we would want to push our opinion to the extreme.、
哦、把话给说尽、说满、说死了。
We want to speak to the fullest, to death even.、
哦、不是 A 就是 B 啊、哦、不是 C 就是 D 啊。
If it's not A, then it's B. If it's not C, then it's D.、
哦、就算争辩的本人、啊、不一定有一个、哦这个一元论的想法、哦、绝对的想法
And the debater may not even have a very clear view、
哦、不一定、啊哦、愿意下一个很偏激的结论
And he might not even make a very unbiased judgment、
哦、但也会、啊、身不由己的被对手 带到、啊、非黑就是白的这个极端的地步上面
But instead because of the opponent they will be brought to an extreme of making things either black or white、
哦很多时候我们、在这个、哦、我们的论点上、哦、其中有一部分可能只是推论的而已、哦、但我们只是我们想出来的而已、哦、没有什么圣经的根据、哦、或者是绝对的理由的支撑、啊、
A lot of times in our debates what we bring up is not necessarily biblical but rather our own views、
哦、可能 我这个理论我这个看法、哦、70%是根据圣经，30%是我自己的推论，自己的想法。
Perhaps what I'm saying is 70% biblical and 30% my own opinion and my own understanding.
但是在这个激烈的争辩之下，人的血气一掺杂， 我就会认为我哦，这个我的这个看法是百分之百的绝对对的真理。
But under the heat of debates, we will often believe that what we're saying is 100% correct.
如果跟我不一样的，就一定是错的。
If you are against me, then you are wrong.
没有办法接纳不同的看法，也没有办法有退路啊，可以修改了。
And we are unwilling to accept other views and change ourselves.
所以这是小弟在神学院的时候，老师给我们的交代跟训诲啊。
And this is what I learned during our theological training.
在争辩的里头啊，往往这个气势是比理由重要的。往往这个态度了哈。
Oftentimes in our debate, our attitude is very important.
反倒这个理由这个真理啊，成了争辩当中啊，最不重要的一环。
Or it becomes what we believe is the most important in our own opinions, and rather we put less importance on the reasoning or the biblical principles.
因为在争辩当中啊，如果我们真的认为我们拥有真理。
Because in the midst of debate, if we believe that we have biblical truth,
心中啊笃定老神在在，心平气和来跟对手来谈道来据理力争。
And if we believe we have a strong foundation, and we think that we're very calm, and we begin to debate with others,
我们不肯采用断章取义或者是抹黑、歪曲、污蔑的手法。OK， 我们不屑执着于持续的纠缠不放，让对手自我乱了阵脚，自我暴露弱点。
We will be unwilling to relent and try to cover all of our weak points.
那我们就不可能能够辩赢对方。
And then we will not be, because if we do so, then we will not be able to win over others.
以上这些都是小弟的跟儿子参加辩论社所教的。
And this is what my son who went on a debate team was what he learned.
在辩论的时候，你要怎么设陷阱？要怎么找咬住对方的某些这个他的观点，让他自乱阵脚，让他自曝他的弱点。
When you're debating, you have to make a very clear stance and find all the weak points in another person's argument to make their argument fail.
不然你就没有办法辩论赢对方嘛。
Because otherwise, you will not be able to win a debate.
也许我们深明大义的人会认为会知道真理到底在哪一边。
Perhaps there are some of us who will know exactly what the truth is.
谁才是真正得胜的一方。
And whether or who is the true winner.
但是旁观的人呢。
But the bystanders.
他们不一定是这样想的。
They may not feel in this way.
那争辩的两方更不会是这样想的。
And the two sides who are debating, of course, they will not think this way either.
很多时候真理不一定是越辩能够越明的。
A lot of times the truth is not clearer the more you argue about it.
在很多的这个情况之下真理往往不是得胜争辩的那一方的。
In most cases, the truth is not used to win over.
很多时候我们往往是胜了争辩却践踏了真相，却出卖了真理。
A lot of times we may win an argument, but we lose the truth.
所以我们如果经常喜欢跟人家争论
，So if we often like to debate and argue with others,
就会因为为了要争取胜利而歪曲我们自己原来的想法。
We will often lose our original point of view for the sake of winning.
甚至打乱我们自己的阵脚啊。
And to actually lose our stance.
明明我们不想偏激的却弄得很偏激。
We obviously do not want to be biased, but we make our argument very biased.
明明是有条件的命题，最后变成无条件的命题。
We obviously have set very set standards for what we say, but in the end we lose them.
结果被迫下了一个不是自己所愿的结论。
And we make a conclusion that is not something we're willing to make.
骑虎难下。覆水难收，将来要后悔也不容易的。
And it's something that we will regret.
所以就是因为这样子，我们不应该将自己卷入太多 没有意义的口舌之争当中。
So because of this, we should not often put ourselves in arguments that are not purposeful.
哦，如同雅各书一章的二十节，我们刚刚也提过，人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Just as James chapter 1 verse 2 says, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
哦，所以我们不要习惯，哦，喜欢跟人家争辩。
So let's not make it a habit to argue with others.
哦，再来。
Next.
任何的争辩，哦，都是首先假设自己的想法是绝对正确。
Every debate starts with your idea being that you are correct.
哦，自己是拥有真理的。
That we are full of the truth.
而对方跟我们不一样的想法，那是彻底的错误。
And that since the other party has a different view from ours, they are completely wrong.
哦，如此一来啊，我们已经在前提上拒绝自己有修正自己以想法以外的可能性。
And because of this, we have already gotten rid of the chance that we will mend our point of view.
好，我们呢也已经失去了修正跟扩充我们自己想法的动机。
And we have also gotten rid of the motivation to correct our point of view.
好，当然有例外，就是你辩输人家的时候，你不得不修正了。
But oftentimes when you're trying to debate with others, then you cannot but correct your view.
哦，所以啊，我们会失去正常的学习跟进步的机会。
And so we will lose the opportunity to learn.
哦，所以一个习惯性啊，跟人家争有这个争辩心态的人呢，是很难进步的。
So someone with the habit of debating and arguing often will not improve.
哦，因为他已经拒绝接受一个在他既有想法以外的不同的这个观点。
Because they have already rejected the idea of accepting other people's view.
哦，甚至还有拒绝摆在眼前的事实，摆在眼前的信念跟他信念冲突的事实。
And they have also rejected the truth that is set before them.
哦，如同我们台湾话说，修字唔捌书啊，修书唔捌赢啊。所以这样的人，他的思想已经完全成为一个封闭排他的系统。
And so this kind of person has already become very prejudiced.
哦，他只能消化旧有的这些观念跟资料。
They can only use their original point of views and the information that they already have.
好像自我催眠一样的重复表达他的立场。
And continually and repeatedly just express what they already know.
哦，所以当我们客观谨慎的来经营我们自己理论的时候，
So when we argue with others,
哦，我们很客观啊，哦，来很谨慎的来处理我们自己的这个理论啊。
And so when we very carefully try to look at our own logic,
哦，我们不用太急促的要来下结论。
We will not be too quick to make a conclusion.
哦，以免呢，为了要先拔得头筹，哦，而下的一些我们将来后悔的结论。
And in this way, we will not make any conclusions that we will regret in the future.
哦，以这个专断来还专断，以怪论来驳怪论。哦，用歪理来回答歪理啊。
And we will not use wrong teachings to refute wrong teachings.
哦，我们不要将我们自己的想法把它推到极端。
And we should not push our own views to the extreme.
哦，我们接受理论跟现实合并的时候的含糊性跟不确定性。
We accept that there is uncertainty.
哦，那我们不要恒常的把我们自己推到一个所谓的两害当中取其轻，好的这种危险紧要关头里头。
And we should not push ourselves to the point that we go to the extreme and put ourselves in danger.
来做这个痛苦的选择。
And we make a very painful decision.
举个例子来讲哦。
For example.
比如说我们相信人人都需要悔改。
For example, if we believe that everyone needs to repent.
哦，但是我们也不需要全盘来否杀人性，也有一些真善美的存在。
But we shouldn't reject the idea that there is goodness in people.
当我们呢相信离开罪恶得着永生的绝对价值。
We believe in the benefit of repenting and trying to find salvation.
但是我们也不需要来否定这个社会服务以及社会改造相对的价值。
But we should not reject the benefit of doing good in society.
我们相信信仰基督的独一性。
We believe in the one true God.
但是我们不需要去践踏民族以及文化存在的意义。
But we should not reject the meaning of culture and races.
这个世上的任何人事物都没有办法存到永恒啊。
Although nothing in the world can last till eternity.
没有错。
This is true.
但是没有办法存到永恒的人事物并不代表它就没有它的价值存在。
But just because that everything will not last till eternity doesn't mean that there is no value to it.
比如说父子有亲，君臣有义，长幼有序，夫妇有别，人情有爱，这都是好的东西。
For example, parents and children and love among people.
这个都不能够存到那个永恒，没有错。
Of course, none of this will last till eternity.
但并不表示他们就没有价值了。
But it doesn't mean that there's no value.
基督徒很容易会有一个这个脱离现实的这种态度来活在世界上。
Oftentimes a Christian will live trying to ignore reality.
所以你有时候会注意到那些越属灵的基督徒往往是越不做环保不做 recycle 的基督徒。
So we'll see that more spiritual Christians oftentimes don't recycle.
因为主耶稣要来了嘛，这个世界都是粪土，反正要烧掉，做什么 recycle?
Because Jesus is coming and this whole world is rubbish, so everything will be burned anyway. Why do I need to recycle?
这是一种偏差一种偏激
This is an extreme.
比如说有一次我记得传道人灵修会的时候。
For example, I remember at a minister's workshop.
那时候好像加州为了这个同性婚姻的这个案子不知道是第几号的案要投票表决。
At that time, California was there was the voting on Prop 8.
那有一个这个长老他就说他在安息日有呼吁大家要去投票用这个选票来表达基督信仰的立场。
And there was an elder who had, in the sermon was trying to encourage the members to go vote as a way to demonstrate their life as a Christian.
但是当中有这个传道人反对。
But there are some pastors in amongst the congregation that were against this.
这个该撒的归该撒，神的物归给神，不要掺杂。
Render to Caesar what is Caesar's and render to God what is God's. We should not mix the two.
基督徒不要去管这个世上的事情。
Christians should not need to be concerned with things of the world.
后来梁传道他说了一句话。
And then Pastor Lang said something.
到现在小弟还认为非常有道理。
And I believe it is very reasonable.
他说我们基督徒在世上有两个身份。
And on the earth, we have two citizenships.
一个是天国国民的身份。
We have our citizenship in heaven.
一个是地上美国公民的身份。
We have our citizenship in America.
两个身份所当尽的这个义务都要尽。
We need to do our duty as citizens of both nations.
所以小弟提示一些就是要让我们去思考，比较具体化的思考。
So I mention all these for us to reflect upon.
在积极在立志传福音的救灵魂的人绝对也不会说不要吃饭或者是不要看病
Those who are very those who preach a lot, they will not say, "Oh, don't eat or don't go to the doctor."
把一切所有的人世间应当尽的义务通通省略掉。
And to get rid of everything earthly.
那再来也像我们前面所讲的圣经里头这些法利赛人也不一定都是无情无义没血没泪的人。
And not everyone on the earth will be like the Pharisees without any compassion.
他们不一定都是死守律法规条不管人死活的人。
Not everyone will be who will be so will put so much emphasis on the law that they have no compassion on others.
哦，丝毫都不重视人的价值。
And they put no value on people's lives.
哦，事实上啊，我们尊重旧约圣经的权威。
In actuality, we believe in the importance of the Old Testament.
哦，但是我们却不必要把旧约的律法跟新约的福音放在对立的角色上。
But we don't need to take the Old Testament laws and the gospel of the New Testament in contrary views.
哦，把它看成好像水火不容的两方啊。
We put them as fire and water and say that they don't agree with each other.
因为律法它原本也是用来尊重人的价值而设立的。
Because the law was made to value the people's lives.
哦，比如说哦，主耶稣说你们的义如果不胜过文士跟法利赛人的义，就不能进神的国。
Because Jesus said that if your righteousness does not transcend the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, then you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
比如说，有人说，哦，这个以牙还牙，以眼还眼，哦。
For example, some may say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
啊，主耶稣却提出爱仇敌的这个看法。
And Jesus instead said we should love our enemies.
法利赛人的义是什么？指的是什么
？What is the righteousness of the Pharisees?
指的就是他们对于神律法的诠释跟教导。
It is their teaching of the law and their belief in its power.
主耶稣说他来不是废掉律法，而是要成就律法，要成全律法。
Jesus said he came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
换句话说，主耶稣要把那个已经被当时法利赛人所曲解、诠释的这个律法，把它回到神设立律法的原意啊。
And that is to say that he was to take the law that the Pharisees so followed so greatly and bring it back to the original intent.
刚刚我们就举个例子，刚刚说的那个以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
For example, an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth.
神为什么要设立这个律法？
Why did God make this law?
在还没有这个律法设立之前呢？
Before the establishment of this law.
你如果打掉我一颗牙，我可能打瞎你一颗眼哦。
If you had hit my tooth, then I might have hit your eye.
你要砍掉我一个胳膊哦，我可能把你整个人都杀了。
If you cut off maybe one part of my body, then I might have killed you.
你杀了我一个人呐，我杀了你全家。
If you kill me, then I might kill your entire family.
所以神为了要阻止人这个过度的报仇，所以才会有设立以牙还牙、以眼还眼的律法。
In order to prevent this extreme revenge, then God establishes eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
你如果要报仇，顶多只能够用相同的伤害，加诸在对方。
If you want to take revenge, then it can only be equal to what they've done to you.
不可以超过。
It cannot be over it.
目的就是说啊，最好不要报仇了。
But the purpose is that it's better not to take vengeance at all.
如果你真的要报仇，不可逾越，不可过度的报仇。
If you really do want to take revenge, it cannot be extreme.
那所以精神上还是尊重人，还是为了要爱人。
But the heart of the law is to respect others and love others.
但是这一条以牙还牙，以眼还眼的律法，在当日耶稣那个时代的法利赛人的曲解解释下，变成拿来报仇雪恨的根据。
But this law of an eye for an eye, and tooth for a tooth, had been taken by the Pharisees as a motive for vengeance.
你看律法说以牙还牙，以眼还眼，所以报仇有理，杀。
And so the Pharisees would say, "Look, the law says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, so vengeance makes sense. You should go kill."
这个跟神当时设立这条律法的原意完全违背掉了。
This has nothing to do with the original intent of establishing this law.
今天我们也是这样在理解神的律法。
And today we are doing the same to understand the will of God.
所以我们认为说旧约的神好可怕。
And so we often say that the Old Testament God is very scary.
还是新约的神比较慈爱的。
The God in the New Testament is more loving.
其实是因为我们不了解律法的原意。
But it's only because we don't understand law.
我们呢像当时的这个法利赛人一样，把律法跟福音呢放在敌对。的这个角色上。
Like the Pharisees, we often place the law and the gospel on opposing views.
所以同样的，法利赛人对安息日的看法也是这样。
So the Pharisees have the same kind of view on Sabbath.
安息日的设计本来就是要让人也好，让大地也好，让牲畜也好，来得安歇的机会。
The original intent of the Sabbath was for all men, all and the entire earth to receive rest.
所以安息日不要工作了。
So on Sabbath, we don't have to work.
哦，人休息，牲畜也休息。
Man works and every other living thing also. A man rests and every other living thing also rests.
这个是极有人情味的一个设计啊。
And this was made for compassion because of compassion on man.
哦，并且圣经从来就没有说，也不会禁止啊，人在安息日吃饭的。
And the Bible never said that man cannot eat on the Sabbath.
哦，来做一些跟我们生存必须的行为啊。
But instead, it tells us about things that we should do in our daily lives.
哦，如同主耶稣所举的例子哈。没有人看见他的一只羊掉在坑里，遇到了安息日，就把羊留在坑里，等到隔天再把它拉上来的。
Just as Jesus once said, no one would let their sheep fall into a pit and not bring it out, even if it was on the Sabbath.
更何况说人的价值比羊来的尊贵多。
And it's not man of more value than a sheep.
若是遇到有人受伤，
if a man was hurt,
我们怎么可以袖手旁观？
How can we ignore them?
因为安息日的条规，我们就做事不管不理。
And only because of the laws of the Sabbath, then we don't take care of them and we ignore them.
圣经没有禁止我们在安息日行善。
The Bible never tells us not to do good on the Sabbath.
所以如同主耶稣在这里对当时的责备，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，是哪一样是可行的。
And that is why Jesus said it's lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill.
所以可见啊，这个法利赛人啊，实在是太骄傲太自义了。
But the Pharisees were too proud and too self-righteous.
他们无法忍受耶稣的教训跟他们不一样。
They were unwilling to accept that the teachings of Jesus were different from theirs.
甚至比他们呢更具有吸引力跟说服力。
And that the teachings of Jesus were more appealing to others.
拥有更多的群众。
And he had a greater multitude following him.
所以他们呢就故意要找耶稣跟耶稣门徒的把柄。
And so they purposely tried to find weaknesses among Jesus and his disciples.
甚至不理会说这样的鸡蛋里挑骨头的这个做法到底是不是公平，到底是不是合理。
And they never thought of whether or not their method was fair or reasonable.
就在他们不公平的对待耶稣以及耶稣的门徒的同时呢。
And it was during this unfair method of treating Jesus and his disciples.
他们也同样的不公平的对待他们所引用用来控告对方的教义跟真理。
That they also treated the people unfairly in order to speak of the law.
把这些教义跟真理把它推到极端的地步去了。
And push the law and the teachings to an extreme.
让神的律法变成了几乎不近人情无理取闹的地步。
And they pushed the law to a point where there was completely no compassion.
没有弹性，也失去了原本服侍人的精神。
And the law lost the original intent of serving others.
安息日是为人设立。
Sabbath was made for man.
但是他们把它安息日把它推到那个极端，变成人为安息日设立的
But they pushed the Sabbath to an extreme and made man said that man was made for Sabbath.
那律法就太可怕了。
And the law became very scary.
就好像我们说这个异化了把我们把这个原本服务人的东西升格变成主人了。
Just as we say that there are some things that are used to serve man and it becomes our master instead.
来辖制人，来践踏人。
And it binds man.
条规也好，制度也好，这个都是来帮助人的，来帮助一个团体运作用的。
Whether it be regulations, these are all used to help a group.
但是如果把它异化了，像法利赛人这样子，升格变成主人，变成来辖制人，来造成团体伤害的时候，那就可怕了。
But if we use this to bind man, just as the Pharisees did, then it is very scary.
归根究底法利赛人根本不应该把任何一条这个律法也好，条规也好，单独孤立在现实人生以外，完全呢从人当中抽离出来
So the Pharisees brought the law out of the midst of man.
勉强要人来做贯彻，来做实行实践。
And was forcing man to do other things.
除了爱神跟爱人这两大诫命。
instead of loving God and loving man, which were the two greatest commandments.
没有任何一条的律法跟条规啊，哦，是啊，超越啊，拥有绝对地位的。
There is no law that transcends this.
哦，他们必须要在其他的啊这个规律啊，其他的啊律法相对的补充之下，才能得到合宜的贯彻。
And they had to use the other laws to make their view reasonable to themselves.
换句话说，字句是死的，经义才是活的啦。啊，字句啊，字句哦，字是死的啦哈，精神才是活的啦。
Oh, and so words are dead, but only the attitude is living.
没有爱心的人呐，不可能真正去实践律法的。
Those without love cannot truly fulfill the law.
更不可能把律法当中的恩典精神展现出来的。
And more so, they cannot bring out the attitude and the heart of the law out.
多一点同情，多一点接纳。
And instead, we should have more compassion and more willingness to bear.
少一点批评，少一点否定。
And less criticism and judgment.
多从对方的角度来思想问题。
And we should view other people's views we should take more concern on other people's views.
试着寻找对方他的想法的这个合理性。
And try to find reasonable points within their points of view.
而不是急着想要来证明对方是错的。
And not only try to hurry and find their wrong points.
那这样啊，我们就失去成长学习的机会了。
Because if we do, then we will lose the opportunity to learn and grow.
最后了
Lastly.
主耶稣基督对法利赛人加诸在他身上这个无理取闹的反应。我们看看主耶稣是怎么回应。
We'll see how Jesus responded to the Pharisees who were plotting against him.
主耶稣啊，从来不会为法利赛人而活的啦。
Jesus would never live for the Pharisees.
法利赛人批评他，攻击他，盯住他，努力要挑他的毛病。
Pharisees criticized him and looked at him intently to see what were he said what were his weaknesses.
要来证明耶稣是错的。
And to try to say or prove that Jesus was wrong.
但是主耶稣仍然是继续来执行他既有神在他身上设定的使命。
But Jesus continued to show that he was trying to fulfill the will of the Lord.
把持他的原则。
And kept his principles.
勇于发言，勇于行动。
And always was willing to express and to do right.
他丝毫不会怕于表露他的看法跟观点因为法利赛人的反对就有所这个有所隐瞒或者有所顾忌。
And he never feared that because of the Pharisees opposing to express his own opinions and views.
就好像在这里，他没有因为要闪躲法利赛人的挑剔，便不敢在安息日来医治那个枯干的一只手的人。
Just as here, Jesus did not because of fear of the Pharisees not heal the man with the withered hand.
主耶稣乃是做他该做的，讲他该讲的。
Jesus did what he was supposed to and said what he was supposed to.
很多时候我们都怕太早暴露我们自己的等于说暴露我们自己的底线。把我们的牌亮出来给人家看我们认为说这样子我们就输了啦。
A lot of times,
因为我们太早暴露我们的立场就怕说遭人家的攻击啊。
Oftentimes we fear that we will be opposed by others.
所以我们总是隐藏自己啊。
So we will hide ourselves.
不轻易表态的。
And we are unwilling to express our views.
其实很多时候刚好相反呢。
Actually, a lot of times it is the opposite.
要是对手是无理取闹的，无端挑衅的。
The other party is unreasonable.
是敌我分明的。
And they are completely against us.
是意气用事的。那我们赶快站在这个合理正确的立场上。
That we need to hurry and stand on the side of reason.
等于逼迫对方要站在荒谬 歪理的立场上。
And this will force them to stand on the side of unreason and not truth.
好，因为他们没有选择的余地啊。
Because they don't have a choice.
哦，换句话说，耶稣不用证明法利赛人他们的愚蠢。
Jesus never had to prove that the Pharisees were wrong.
愚蠢的法利赛人啊，就会将自己啊的愚蠢暴露出来了。
Instead, the Pharisees would show how wrong they were themselves.
哦。像主耶稣一样啊
，Just as Jesus
哦，只要啊啊，我们按照我们确定明白的真理原则来行事为人
，As long as we act according to the truth
哦啊，就算不赞同我们的人虎视眈眈
，Even those who don't agree with us
要挑我们的毛病
，And try to find our weaknesses
哦，我们正面的追求真理，寻找真理。活出真理。
If we try to find the truth and live out the truth,
哦，我们相信只要我们锲而不舍的寻找，哦，倾心的聆听啊，持平的来迎拒不同的主张跟看法。
We believe that if as long as we stand on the truth and try to see things in a reasonable way,
真理终究会在前方等待着我们。
The truth will be ahead of us, waiting for us.
哦。我们对真理有信心。
We have faith in the truth.
所以，通常啊，我们说我们要来保护真理，保卫真理。其实哦，常常是真理在保护我们，在保卫我们的。
We often say we want to protect the truth, but oftentimes the truth is protecting us.
但只要我们有那个心，愿意啊，这个存着比较宽广的心态。
As long as we have the heart or an open heart.
我们对真理存在着相信，存在着信任。
And we believe in the existence of the truth.
我们不断的寻求，不断的来把它活出来。
And we continue to seek after and live it out.
相信呢，这个真理终究会有显明出来的一天。
We believe that the truth one day will be revealed.
这个是我们从法利赛人跟主耶稣对这安息日不同的看法。
This is what we can learn from the Pharisees and Jesus on their opposing views of the Sabbath.
在当中我们提出来跟我们弟兄姐妹相互的这个学习呀。
And all this is for our mutual learning.
让我们避免法利赛人他们对耶稣那种傲慢跟偏见。
So that we could avoid this kind of prejudice and anger that the Pharisees have.
让我们在日常生活当中。面对同龄不同的看法不同的见解我们不要轻易的就喜欢争辩逞这个口舌之快
And that when we face other opposing views then we will not be quick to be angry
不但破坏了彼此的情感
And in this way we will not only not ruin the relationship with others
甚至也曲解了我们原本的用意
And also lose our own point of view.
很多时候我们一开始是好意。
A lot of times in the beginning we have good intentions.
但是在这种彼此的这个激烈的这个意气用事的争辩当中我们会被迫去改变我们原本的用意跟看法。
But in the midst of debate, we often force ourselves to change our views.
不但于事无补反而于事有害。
And in this way, we are harmful.
本来是要帮人家的，到后来还害人家背黑锅。
Before we were trying to help others, but instead we harmed them.
把事情给搞砸了。
And make things very confusing.
再来我们这种宽广的心胸，也能够帮助我们不断的成长。
Also, we should have an open heart so that we can continue to grow.
让我们有机会能够修正不断的修正我们不同我们的这个看法跟结论
and so that we can have the opportunity to continually change ourselves
而不是急着下结论
and not always be in a rush to come to a conclusion
逼着自己下了一个我们都会后悔的结论
and instead we will not come to a conclusion that we will regret
那没有机会也没有这个立场来做修改
so that we do not have the opportunity to change ourselves
真理往往是交付一次交付，但是要逐渐才显明出来的。
Truth was given once and for all, but it will be slowly revealed.
哦，就如同门徒对耶稣的看法。
Just as the Jesus, just as the disciples view Jesus.
就如同撒玛利亚妇人对耶稣的看法。
And just as the Samaritan woman, viewed Jesus.
哦，不是一下子就认他为基督的。
It wasn't immediate that they saw him as the Messiah.
哦，是慢慢慢慢的，从你是跟我们不同的这个哈，你是犹太人哦。不同于我们撒玛利亚人，到后来你是先知，到后来你是基督。
But that it was very slow. That oh, first you are a Jew and you are a prophet, so that you are Christ.
好，最后对真理的信心。
And lastly, our faith in the truth.
哦，相信呢、啊，真理就是真理。
We believe that the truth is the truth.
哦、绝对不会因为人承认或者不承认真理就消失或者是改变了。
And that the truth will not change or disappear just because of people.
求主耶稣帮助我们每个人。
May God help all of us.
我们这一节就跟大家一起学习到这里。
This concludes the session.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。